You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. This is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, we've got a couple of quarterback changes.
There's a lot going on in the
All kinds of stuff
right
going
now.
On yeah. in the quarterback
world. And it's
world
not pretty at
no.
all. It's
no.
not like, oh boy, this first round pick's finally getting a chance.
No.
Or Deshaun Watson's return. Or, you know, it's not exciting stuff.
No. Zach Wilson out in New York.
It had to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, he was that bad in this past game, and they're going to play White, not Flacco, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I prefer, but you have to make a move.
And it looks like Kyle Allen is going to move into the starting lineup for the Houston Texans.
I think that will make no difference at all.
Not a bit.
Probably it'll be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe they're just trying to figure out what they need to do. Which one do they need as their backup next year?
I guess. I mean, I still kind of believe in Mills, not like as a top 20 receiver or a quarterback, but if they really fell out of favor with him, he could be my backup anytime. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't think he's very good.
I mean, he'd be a number. I think he's a number two.
Yeah, I don't know that he's very good.
Matthew Stafford's out.
Matthew Stafford's out. Yeah, looks like a report says that Justin Fields has a separated shoulder with partially torn ligaments.
I assume
it's in his non-throwing shoulder.
Does that mean he's going to miss time for sure?
They could put him in a harness, but he's a running quarterback.
I mean, the running's got to go.
Yeah. If you're not going to have him run.
I don't know why you'd play him for a week or two.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's that bad. I mean, it sounds like he needs time off.
Yeah. I mean, especially if it's partially torn ligaments, you know, let that thing kind of heal a little bit.
At least.
I mean,
right.
He's your future. He's your star quarterback.
Where are you going with it? You know,
yeah.
By doing that. Good news for the Steelers, I assume, though, for that second round pick.
You would think.
It lessens their chance at wins.
Speaking of that, Todd McShay.
We also got Darnold.
Yes, we're back to Sam Darnold. This is the road that you don't want to go down, folks.
No, I'm saying none of these are exciting moves.
Yeah, door number two is not exciting in any of those situations.
I mean, maybe Darnold looks good. I kind of chuckled to myself.
Speaking of that draft stuff,
yeah.
Todd McShay has updated his top 32 rankings here as the college football season winds down. He still has Will Anderson, the outside linebacker from Alabama, number one. He has Bryce Young from Alabama, number two. It's interesting this year that Alabama's got two losses.
Yeah.
But could have the top two players picked.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll have as good a draft class as ever.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. I don't know a ton about these prospects yet, but we were just talking Houston. I'm pretty certain Houston's going to get the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, if you threw Young on that Texans team at quarterback, I'm just thinking about his size and the beating he's going to take right now. That might not be a smart move.
Yeah.
I'm not saying don't take him if he's not the best quarterback, but, man, it could be a rocky road if he's the first pick overall to Houston.
Yeah. At three, he has C.J. Stroud from Ohio State.
Okay.
Now, he has a little more size and escapability than Young.
Yeah. Young's a little twitchy guy.
Yeah.
But
listed at 6 foot, 194 pounds.
Young.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he'll be under both those.
Yeah. That's why I said listed.
Yeah. Right. So he's probably, you know, I'm combine week, we're probably going to be like, he probably hopes to be 5'11".
Yeah, over 5'11" and over 190 pounds.
Right.
Like, he'll come in with rocks in his...
And he won't run.
Yeah.
He'll put on all kinds of weight and not run and then, try to get the 200 or something.
Now, Stroud is 6'3", 218. That's like the same size as Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, right. He's a normal-sized quarterback.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a lot of debate between those two, though. But I have heard more of a sentiment that, as a whole, the top of this class isn't as good as people expected it to be.
Yeah.
You know?
Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle out of Georgia, number four.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing not to like about him.
Yeah. Miles Murphy, the defensive end out of Clemson,
number
five. Wow,
that's the highest I've seen him listed, but he's having a great year.
Yeah. Six, Brian Brees, defensive tackle out of Clemson.
I think he's a name Steeler fans need to know because Jalen Carter is probably a pipe dream.
Yeah, you're not getting Jalen Carter.
He's going to go in the top five. But Brees, I think it's Breesy. I'm not exactly Breesy, sure how to say it. Is almost guaranteed to be the second D tackle off the board.
Yeah.
And he's more of the Steelers build, too. I mean, he's a longer guy.
6'5", 305. Yeah. Fashanu, the offensive tackle from Penn State, number 7.
Wow. I mean, he's really gained steam in a big way.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're going to be talking about him a lot because he would make some sense, too.
Bijan Robinson, the running back out of Texas, mm-hmm. number 8. Yeah. A running back at 8. Does a running back go 8?
People talk about Bijan like he's Saquon. I mean, that he's that transcendent. And even in the Saquon era, people were hesitant to put him back at the top of the draft, but not as much as they are now.
Yeah.
You know, like now, just putting one in the first round is a big move. He's a special, special player. I don't know. I mean, if I was like Miami, can you imagine him? I mean, you're not going to get him at 8.
You're not going to. Right. They gave up their first round draft pick.
Right. I mean, I'm just trying to think of a couple teams like KC. You know, but
they're not going to get him, yeah.
Either, right.
Unless they trade up to get him. Kaylee Ringo, somebody just walked across your grave at cornerback out of Georgia, number 9.
That sounds like a pretty good match to me.
Yeah, 6'2", 210.
Yeah. I wrote an article.
Can play the ball.
You know, just all the struggles the Steelers have had against outside receivers and the production they've allowed to top guys. And not coincidentally, I think when they did their best work was – you know, against Miami, a game I feel like they should have won if they could catch some passes. And, you know, when they did shut down the opposing receivers, they won, you know, more often than not. I think corner at 8 to 12 is a real possibility.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And Ringo's going to be a name to know.
Ringo. Number 10, Tyree Wilson, defensive end out of Texas Tech.
I think he's really gaining steam.
6'6", 275.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could play him at defensive end in that Steeler package as well.
I think you'd have some Liao flexibility,
right,
too. You know, he could bump inside a little bit.
Speaking of which, he's a Texas A&M transfer. So.
Yeah, okay. Might we see Liao soon, by the way?
There's a chance.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a chance. Number 11, Paris Johnson Jr., the offensive tackle out of Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. I mean, before the season, the narrative was not a really good O-line or O-tackle draft. But all of a sudden, these guys are creeping up and creeping up. And the Penn State dude, the Ohio State dude, the Northwestern dude, a lot of Big Ten offensive
tackles. Well, in both of those cases, the Penn State kid and Johnson.
You didn't know a lot about
them.
Yeah.
Penn State kid because he hadn't played.
Right. He's
Johnson because
young.
He was playing guard. Now he's kicked out to left tackle. And you're like, oh, this guy can play tackle.
We just knew they were really good athletes and recruits. But now they're turning into really good football players.
Number 12 for Todd McShay is Peter Skoronski, the offensive tackle out of Northwestern.
Exactly.
Three offensive tackles in the top 12.
And there's going to be another one at Ohio State. I don't know if he's on Todd's list or not, but he's also a first-round prospect. Skoronski's different, though, because those two guys are super recruits. They look the part, you know. Those type of guys don't go to Northwestern. They go to Ohio State, Penn State. This guy's 6'4 with short arms, but he's the best player of all of them.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm like, he doesn't ever get beat.
13, he has Will Levis from Kentucky, the quarterback.
Yeah, a lot of tools.
Yeah. 14.
He's the type of guy that Steeler fans want him to, his stock to keep going.
Yeah, you want him to go out and have a good
you'd
combine.
You'd love him to go fifth, you know.
Yeah. Michael Mayer.
Him as well.
Tight end from Notre Dame.
Yeah, you want him to go up high, too. He's had a tremendous career.
15, Jordan Addison. Of course, the wide receiver at USC via Pitt.
Mm-hmm. I've heard most people say he's the first receiver off the board.
Yeah.
He's smaller. The TCU kid's very different.
TCU kid is next.
Okay.
Quentin Johnston, wide receiver TCU. He is 6'4", 215, whereas Addison is 6' 175.
I bet he's not even 6'.
Probably not.
Yeah, but he's a leaner route runner type.
Yeah. He's more Deontay Johnson, while Quentin Johnston is more
Mike Evans-ish or whatever. Yeah, and maybe even more physical.
17, Christian Gonzalez, cornerback out of Oregon.
He's a name to know, folks.
He is a name to know.
A lot of tools.
Yeah, he transferred from,
I forget.
Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah, Colorado. 18, Joey Porter Jr., cornerback out of Penn State.
So much.
Yeah.
Trust me. I mean, I wrote this cornerback/receiver article, And boy, Porter's name came up over and over because, of course, he's Joey's son and he's a Penn State guy. So people around here have been on their radar a long time. Big physical corner like his dad played, you know. Is he going to be worth the Steelers pick? We'll see, you know. But there are corner options.
There's right corner and offensive tackle options.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. 19, Brian Branch, safety from Alabama.
I think he's a do-it-all type dude.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of Minka-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
He can do, you know, lines up all over the place, single high, mm-hmm. play that with him.
Saban loves him. You know?
Yeah. Number 20, Lucas Van Ness, defensive end out of Iowa.
I don't know a ton about him.
6'5", 269.
So I think he's a bigger, powerful type.
He had 7 sacks last year. He's got 6 more this year, along with 11.5 tackles for a loss.
Okay.
And, 21, Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back out of Alabama.
Yeah.
2 running backs.
It's a really good running back class. And it's not crazy to think 2 could go in the first round. This guy's a little smaller than Bijan.
Again, if you're a Steeler fan,
you want that.
That's right, fantastic right. Because not only do you get that first pick, if a running back goes ahead of your first pick, great.
Great.
If another running back goes in the first round, great.
Absolutely.
Because you got the right now, what's the second pick in the second round?
Yeah. I mean, let's just say hypothetically the Steelers' second round pick is 40 overall. If you have 2 or 3 backs going to top 40, top 39 – tremendous.
Absolutely.
Right.
And Gibbs is completely different from basically every other Alabama running back that's come out in the last decade.
You could tell they didn't recruit him because you have to be this big to ride the ride, you know, and he's not, but he was tremendous, so he transferred, and he's still tremendous.
Yeah.
He's little.
Transferred from Georgia Tech, yeah, but fast.
But fast. Electric and Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
You know, right.
22.
There's some tight ends, too, that could go in the top 40, which is good. Not every year that you can say that, which is good for the Steelers.
22 is Cam Smith, the cornerback from South Carolina.
He's been, like, consistently 20 to 25 on every list I've seen since last year.
But, again, if you know, some of those other guys jump up ahead of him and all of a sudden you're looking at him at the early part of the second. Let's say you go offensive tackle early and take the cornerback in the second round.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Costs you a 4th-round pick to move up 5 spots, and you grab him, and you already have the left tackle.
And you get the 50-year option on him.
Yeah, right. Like, okay.
Although the 50-year option
it's not as lucrative
advantageous
as it
used to be, yeah. 23, Jackson Smith Ngaba.
Njigba.
I can't ever pronounce that one.
Yeah. More of a slot guy, you know, and has been injured much of the year. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best receiver in college right now, who's his teammate. It's funny, like, you say this all the time about Ohio State. Like, Olave and Wilson are coming out, but, yeah, the guy next to him is even better. And then this dude's coming out. He's like, he's not even the best one on his team. You know, like, the guy behind him is even better. That's holy cow.
24 is Antonio Johnson, safety out of Texas A&M. Could safety be something the Steelers look at?
I guess that comes down to, is Edmonds on the team or not on draft day? I mean, they're going to have somebody if it's not Edmonds. I doubt there'll be a hole there. But
Johnson plays a lot of big nickel for
A&M.
I mean, he's a big dude.
A legit chance that only KZ or Edmonds is back, and you still want to do a lot of 3 safety stuff. So, yeah. That seems like a 3rd-round pick to me, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. 25 is Osiris Torrance, the guard out of Florida.
He's massive.
There's a whole lot of guard there.
Yeah, he's a masher. What I'd love to see happen is somehow you get the left tackle. Let's say a 1st-round pick's a left tackle, and you say, hey, Dan Moore, we still like you a lot, but you're going to be our swing tackle, which has a ton of value, and there's a good chance you're going to play it right or left sometime during the season, or you're going to compete at left guard. So I don't see guard as really a need. Or you draft a center and you basically tell Cole the same thing.
Yeah.
So guard to me is not needing addressed, even if you don't like Dotson.
26 is Nolan Smith, the outside linebacker out of Georgia. And
is he the smaller?
He's 6'3", 235.
Yeah. He's just a fat. He doesn't fit here.
He doesn't fit here at all,
he's
no.
He's a fastball.
27 is Jared Versey, the defensive end out of Florida State, 6'4", 251. He would fit here.
He does. Yeah. And I don't know much about him, to be honest with you. He's kind of come out of nowhere.
Transfer from Albany.
Oh, maybe that's why.
Albany.
Yeah, wow. But I know he's having a good year.
28 is Broderick Jones, the offensive tackle out of Georgia.
Like, maybe he's the second-round pick tackle if you go corner.
Yeah.
Or take the, he's a five-star recruit.
A little shorter.
Yeah, right.
6'4", but...
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was that short.
29 is Trenton Simpson, inside linebacker out of Clemson.
Yeah, I think he's a do-it-all type.
6'3", 240, mm-hmm. you know, can rush. But can run.
People are going to compare him to Micah Parsons, which is unfair, of course, but can line up on the edge or on the second level, you know. That'd be an interesting type player to add to the mix, but probably not a priority.
30, Clark Phillips, cornerback out of Utah.
Okay. There's been a lot of...
A little smaller cornerback. He's 5'10", 183.
I think he projects as, like, the best slot.
Yeah.
Which is value, too. You know? I mean, if Sutton's not back, or who knows.
31 is B.J. Ojulari, outside linebacker out of LSU, and he's...
Built he's just, like a 3-4 edge.
Just like his brother.
Just like his brother. A little smaller than they like. I think he's like 235-ish.
They list him at 6'3", 250.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Maybe he's bigger than I thought.
32 is Andre Carter II, the outside linebacker out of Army.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting guy.
Yeah.
Big body dude.
Knows how to march to the quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's very disciplined.
Oh, I mean, all the character stuff supposedly off the charts. I mean, his question is... Well, he just whipped up on people that aren't going to play football for a living.
Yeah, well.
He'll see what. It'll be a fun Senior Bowl watch.
But he's a 6'7", 260.
I'd say he's big.
He's a freakish guy. So the guys who just missed his list, Isaiah Foskey, the defensive end out of Notre Dame.
He's another big power end.
Yeah, Josh Downs, a wide receiver out of North Carolina.
Slot type.
Ika, the defensive tackle out of Baylor.
He's going to be the interesting conversation.
The big nose, Has that become more valuable this year?
Yeah, it might be a good year for him to come out.
Kayshawn Boutte, the wide receiver out of LSU.
Him and Smith Najigba were the top receivers coming into the year, and neither one's had a really good year.
And Cedric Tillman, the wide receiver out of Tennessee.
Oh, he's a
If you've seen Tennessee, he is like watching Carl Pickens.
Yeah, play. Right. Yeah. I mean, he's like a legit 4-3 flat type dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of those other guys that just outside his top 25, you got, let's see here.
I know there's a big tackle on the right tackle for Ohio State that wasn't mentioned that's in a lot of people's top
25. DeJuan Jones, yeah.
I mean, he's huge, but he's not Falele.
No, he's not Falele. you get the defensive end out of Michigan, Mike Morris.
Yeah, I've heard good things about him.
Yeah, he's a high motor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Zach Harrison, the defensive end out of Ohio State.
I was watching him a little this weekend. He was killing.
Yeah, he's really pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind
of a 4-3 end type.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean 4-3-3-4 doesn't mean much anymore.
Just looking here. There's another course.
Corners.
Another North Dakota State offensive tackle, Cody Mott.
Yeah, we talked about him about a month or so ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a developmental guy. Bright red hair, real personal, you can't miss them type, and they've the tight end turn tackle that they've kind of made those small schools have to take that route, beef them up. But he's an athlete.
Todd's top center is the kid from Minnesota, John Michael Schmitz.
I've heard good things about him, too. Is he like
310, 320? Yeah, he's 310, yeah.
He's not an undersized movement guy,
right.
But he's not heavy-footed. If you told me right now the Steelers' second-round pick was him, I'd be like, I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, big, powerful dude, double teams, moving noses, that type of thing, but kind of a rock in protection, too. I don't think Minnesota throws the ball a ton.
They don't. No.
Right.
But
he's going to be a name that I bet we're going to warm up to is that early second-round neighborhood.
Little note here, his offensive line coach, I just finished my Chooks Okorafor story posted today. His offensive line coach was Chooks Okorafor's offensive line coach at Western Michigan.
I've noticed the Steelers like connections and know a thing or two about these guys. So what was his name again?
John Michael Schmitz.
Oh, he sounds like a Steelers center, doesn't he? He's going to be a favorite.
Yeah. The Missouri cornerback Chris Abrams-Drain, he's an underclassman. He comes in at number 42 here on Todd's list. You got Jalen Jones, cornerback out of Texas A&M, comes in at 52.
Okay.
You start looking at some of the way some of that matches up with some Steeler needs. It's not bad this year.
No, it sounds real good. I mean, the one spot we haven't talked a lot about are Cam Hayward replacements. I haven't heard a lot of those names. Of course, Carter would be wonderful, but again, don't get your hopes up there. The Clemson kid makes some sense, but I don't know that I could pass on a left tackle or, you know, a top two left tackle or corner for the Clemson kid, you know, and I could for Carter. But again, I mean, my attitude to this is going to change a lot. And then it could also be next year's project. I mean, this D-line's playing really well. And if you bring back Ogunjobi, I don't know that you have to find Cam's replacement in this draft.
Yeah.
Give Loudermilk more snaps.
Or you bring in, get a guy like a Zach Harrison and, let him beef up a little bit.
You might even sign Javon Hargrave or Daron Payne or,
something like that.
Right. And put the youth movement on the back burner for a year.
Keep his strength of strength.
Yeah.
A lot of offensive and defensive tackles there in the 50s. Jalen Duncan from Maryland.
Yeah, he's an athletic guy.
Matthew Bergeron from Syracuse at the offensive tackle position. Kalijah Kancey from Pitt.
I guess he's having a tremendous year.
Yeah, you get Keanu Benton from Wisconsin, a big defensive tackle there.
Okay.
Is
the Pitt kid well undersized?
He's a little.
Yeah.
But he can rush the passer.
Yeah, I'd say he's very productive, well-coached. Charlie Partridge does a great job down there.
Absolutely. So just some things to watch here as we start to get into bowl season.
Yeah, right.
Right around the corner here as we get ready to cross over the Thanksgiving threshold.
Mm-hmm. But I do think the what looks like the strengths of the draft might match up quite well with where the Steelers are at. And, hey, if two running backs go in the first round, great, you know.
It just reminds me as well, you remember – all the people last year who were talking about, the Steelers should just punt on quarterback this year and take one next year, because next year's a great quarterback. It's the best class ever. Not so much.
Yeah, not so much. What I did hear, which probably won't even influence the Steelers, is a lot of these draft nicks really like the mid-round quarterbacks, which you rarely hear.
Yeah.
Like there's some of these guys that are projects or small school or whatever. Wonder if somebody that we're not talking about turns into a second rounder or, you know. But I guess people like the depth of this class more than they did to start the year, but they don't like the top of the quarterback class as much.
Well, you could pretty much say the same thing about last year's quarterback draft.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's five or six guys, but,
And I could picture a world, I mean, just looking through a Steeler lens, where, of course, Pickett's your starter, but if someone offers you something for Trubisky, you take it, and maybe Rudolph goes somewhere else, and you use a fifth-round pick on a project. I mean,
yeah,
probably
I wouldn't
not.
I wouldn't be in on that doing that. I still think there's some value to having a veteran backup.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone gave me a nice offer for Trubisky, I'd listen, but I'd call Mason the second after that happened or second before it happened.
The interesting thing is going to be what happens with Hendon Hooker now. The quarterback from Tennessee, I believe, tore an ACL.
I just know he's out for the year.
The rest of the year.
Mm-hmm. The big knock on him is he's very old, but who cares? I don't. I mean, that was a knock on Pickett.
Well, now he might lose next year.
Yeah,
because of the issue with the injury.
That's a bad combination. But old and hurt.
He was pretty good this year.
Yeah, right. He was getting a lot of like early second round buzz pre-injury.
Yeah, that won't happen now.
No, right.
You can check out the Steelers Week in Review. It's hosted by Wesley Euler. It's a recap of the previous game as well as a look at the Steelers' next opponent. New episodes drop every Tuesday. They're available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcast. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this.